Father, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God of heaven, we thank you today. We give you glory, we give you honor, we thank you for another privilege to bring your word. Lord, we pray that you speak through us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let life be touched in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, have your way, and let the name of Lord be praised and glorified in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Monty Movers Arena is brought to you by Chigozie Nwekeze Christian Foundation, for short, CNE Christian Foundation. As part of our youth and children outreach program, we at CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, and prosperity in accordance to Proverbs 21:21, which says, "He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor." Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership on 090-62-715-471, 090-62-715-471, or 080-34-370-623, 080-34-370-623. I am Evangelist Moloku Patience Oluchi, and with me is Evangelist Nwachukwu Emmanuel. Today, we'll be discussing the topic that we title, Jehovah is our peace. Praise the Lord. I give to Evangelist Emmanuel. God bless you.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you this evening because you're faithful. We pray as we look into your word that the entrance of your word will bring light to our souls in Jesus' name. Help us to be who you want us to be and give us peace. Thank you because you've answered. In Jesus' name, we've prayed. Amen. Now, this evening, we are looking at a very important topic, Jehovah, our peace. Let's open our Bible to the book of Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6. The Bible says in verse 24, "Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day, it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezerites." Now we can see here that Jehovah Shalom means God our peace. 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 9 and 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verses 9 and verse 10. The Bible says, "Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about. For his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever." Now we can see here that the best promise God gave to David is his son Solomon, and Solomon saw peace on every side of his life. And I pray this evening the Almighty God will give us peace in Jesus' name. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 7, in verse 2. In verse 2, the Bible says, "To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace." Now we can see here, if you want to check up the story, that should be in the book of Genesis. Now Abraham met this man called Melchizedek when he was coming from the slaughter of the kings, and he met him after he had conquered and brought back his relative and the people they were taking into captivity. And he met a man called Melchizedek, and then he paid the tithe to him. And Melchizedek meaning king of Salem, from where the Bible tells us, meaning also the king of peace. Now let's go to the book of John chapter 14 verse 27. This is Christ himself who is the centerpiece, or the centerpiece of God's will. In John chapter 14 verse 27, the Bible says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Now we see here God himself, because Christ is God, a man. Now Christ himself giving us the promise of peace, and he said it's not the kind of peace that the world gives, but it's the kind of peace that comes from above, is the kind of peace that comes from the Father. Now what is that kind of peace? Is the kind of peace that is devoid of noise, is the kind of peace that is devoid of thinking, is the kind of peace that is peaceable, that lasts long, not a temporal peace. Let's also look at the book of 1 Kings 19:11-13. 1 Kings chapter 19, from verse 11 to verse 13. From verse 11, the Bible says, "And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed
by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. The Bible says, and after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. A still small voice. Now we can see here that when God wanted to speak to Elijah, he told Elijah to come up to the mountain. And until Elijah had the still small voice, that was when God was able to communicate his mind to him. And that kind of peace is the kind of peace that steals our turbulent life and inspires us and gives us a tip of what God's plan is like. I pray the Almighty God will help us, and we're going to experience this peace in our life, in our family, in Jesus' name. Peace is a state of quiet and tranquility. Jehovah is the Greek name of God. You know, people have different names they call God. Different ethnic groups have different names they call God. Like in Igbo land, we call God Chukwu. In some language, they call God Eledumare. They have different names they call God. Now, Salem means peace. So when we put the words together, we have God our peace. We live in a world where there is chaos, there is noise, there is uproar in the environment, and there are people who try to take away our peace. But God is telling us this evening that He is our peace. Now, every man wants a peaceful family. Every woman wants a peaceful in-law. Every woman wants a peaceful, every human being wants a peaceful environment. And it's when there is peace that we can think aright. It is when there is peace that we can act aright. It is when there is peace that we can do things aright. And that is why God is interested in our peace. And I pray that the Almighty God will help us in Jesus' name. Peace is humanity's greatest value. It's the greatest value you have, that if you have peace, your health is okay. If you have peace, you can live long. But when there is no peace, then there is a problem. And the Almighty God will give us more understanding, and we extend, you know, this peace is going to flow into our lives in Jesus' name. Now, let's look at the qualities of peace. There is fearlessness. Number two, we have purity of heart. We have perseverance. We have charity. We have study of the scriptures. Now, the kind of peace we talk, Jesus Christ said, where we read in the book of John chapter 14, verse 27, he said, the peace he gives to us is the peace that comes from him, from above. So that kind of peace is a peace that comes from God's word. A sinner can never have peace of mind until he encounters Calvary. A man that is saved cannot have peace of mind until he or her keys into God's will and plan for his life. And I pray the Almighty God will give us the grace that we're going to locate the bearing of our life and know where God wants us to be, and to be effective in the area the Almighty God has placed us in, Jesus' name. Amen. Now, qualities of peace. We have self-discipline. We have modesty. Qualities of peace. There is absence of conflict. When there is peace, there is absence of conflict. It is not the kind of peace we see in the nations. And then when we listen to the news, what we hear over in the news, what we read in the news is about evil and violence and the opposite of peace. And then if there is peace, within a little time, people try to bridge in that kind of peace. But the kind of peace God is promising us is the kind of peace that comes from Him. The peace that is lasting and everlasting peace. We can't experience this peace if we don't turn to God in full repentance. Until we let God have His way, we can't experience this perfect peace. When we have inner peace, we can be more productive. As a student, you need the peace of God to come out in flying colors. As a professional, you need the peace of God to be effective in your career. When we separate ourselves from the meddling crowd and from the noise that come from different angles, that is when we can hear God speak to us and show us His perfect will for our lives. Now remember where we read in the book of 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 11 to 13. Elijah wanted to hear from God, but among all the things he saw, it was until a still small voice spoke to him. That is when he was able to decode what God was trying to tell him. And all this while, that was like a turning point in the life of Elijah, because God was opening his eye that he had not started what he wanted him to do. Now let's open our Bible to the book of Exodus chapter 3 from verse 1 to 6. Exodus chapter 3 from verse 1 to verse 6. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Now I'm going to take verse 2. The Bible said, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. Now we can see here, I'm going to read to verse 6, verse 4. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither, put out thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the Lord of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. We could see here that God was interested in Moses. And then the best time for God to draw Moses' attention was when Moses was in the night, when Moses was taking care of the sheep of his father-in-law in a solitary place, in a peaceful environment. That was when God called Moses, and that was when the life of Moses took a shape. That is the time that Moses understood his purpose here on earth. God called Moses to himself in the cool of the night. Now God communicated to Adam and Eve in the garden in the cool of the day in Genesis chapter 3 in verse 8. Genesis chapter 3 in verse 8. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 verse 8, it says in verse 8, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Now, it is when we are in peace, it is when peace flows in all, that is when we can hear God's voice and we can decode what God is saying at every particular point in time. But Adam and Eve could hear God's voice, but at this time they have gone against God's will, against God's commandment, and they went to hide themselves. Now Jesus Christ spent most of his time in a serene environment communicating with his Father. The peace of God must flow through us if we must fulfill God's plan on earth. John chapter 7 verse 38. John chapter 7 in verse 38. Verse 38 of John chapter 7 verse 38. The Bible says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Now these rivers of living water, remember, a river is always quiet. Rivers flow silently and they move silently into the sea. And that is how the Bible says that whoever believeth in God's word, whoever believeth in Christ, he said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And my prayer to you tonight or this evening is that the rivers of living water is going to flow into your soul in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that Jehovah Shalom will reign in our lives, will reign in our families, will reign in our states, will reign in our nation, will reign in our continent, and walk large in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, the Bible says the knowledge of God will fill the earth as the waters covers the sea. And I pray that God is going to intervene in your life. Are there problems? Are there situations bringing high blood pressure, bringing discomfort, bringing brokenness, broken heart? I pray that the Almighty God is going to mend that broken heart this evening in the name of Jesus. Peace will flow into your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed.
Praise Master Jesus. We bless God for this wonderful message today. Jehovah, our peace. is our today's topic. We thank God for this glorious message. And we'll be looking at Jehovah, our peace. The Bible made us to understand that Christ is our peace. So there is no peace outside Christ. He is our peace. The Prince of Peace is His name. The life of Christ and in Christ is peace. Life without Christ is full of crisis. John 14 verses 27. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The peace that God gives us is the peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace in mind, peace round about. It's only in Christ we can have peace, even in storms of life, because the peace of Christ surpasses all. John 16 verses 33a, the Bible says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace, that in me ye might have peace." So it's only in Christ that we have peace. There is no peace that is outside Christ. It's only in Christ that we can find peace. Our peace is assured when we are in Him. God is our peace. And when He giveth peace, who can make trouble? No man can make trouble. The Bible says in the book of Job 34 verses 29, "When He giveth quietness, who then can make trouble?" Nobody can make trouble. When we accept the lordship of Christ over our life, He assures our peace. Look at Solomon in the Bible. The Bible said that Solomon loved the God of Israel and he covenanted with God, and that he would walk in obedience. And during the 40 years that Solomon ruled as king of Israel, there was peace and unity throughout his vast territory. Throughout Solomon's domain, there was peace. Solomon never went to any war. He experienced peace. And this is recorded in the book of 1 Kings 4:24. And it says, "For he had dominion over all the region on this side, the river, from Tesha even to Azai, over all the kings on this side, the river. And he had peace on all sides round about him." Solomon had peace round about him. Why? Because he made up his mind to serve God. He made up his mind to serve God. Bible says, "And Solomon loved the Lord." And God said, "I love them that love me." So when we love God, when we serve God, when we allow Him to rule in our life, when we allow Him to be the Lord of our life, He gives us peace. Not one-sided peace, all-round peace. God gives us peace, all-round peace. Solomon had peace on every side, all around him. So being in God guarantees our peace round about. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, I will read from 12 to 15. It said, "And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their hearts and with all their soul." Verses 13 said, "That whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman." 14 says, "And they swore unto the Lord with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with a cornet." Verses 15, "And all Judah rejoiced at the oath." Why did they rejoice? Because they have made the right decision. When you make a right decision, you will find peace. You will feel it. You will know it. And when all the Judah has agreed and entered into covenant, they swore an oath. The Bible said, "And they rejoice at the oath, for they are sworn with the all of their hearts, and sought Him with their whole desire, and He was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about." That is what happened when we make the Lord our shepherd, when we make Him the Lord of all, when we allow His lordship in our life. That is what happens. He gives us peace round about. Making up our mind to serve God gives inner joy and peace. When we decide to do the right thing, we feel this inner joy and peace within us. The children of Israel sworn with the whole of their hearts, and they sought the Lord, and we are filled with joy and rejoicing, and God gave them rest round about. And before they enter into the oath, the Bible made us to understand that there was no peace for him that goeth out or for him that cometh in. But when they enter into covenant to serve the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Bible said they had peace within them.
and the Lord was found of them, and God gave them rest round about. The Bible said there was peace for him that goeth out, and for him that cometh in. Peace. They were surrounded with rest, and he gave them rest. He gave them rest. When you are serving God, even in the midst of storms, you experience peace. That is what differentiates a believer from unbeliever. Why? Because the peace of Christ is there. When Jesus is in the boat, no matter the storm, peace will be there, because the Prince of Peace is in your boat. Praise the Lord. So when the Prince of Peace is riding with you, it's just a matter of time. The Bible says that our light affliction is just for a moment. In as far that Christ is in the boat, when you beckon on him, he will stood and he will say, peace be still, because he's the Prince of Peace. And our God is not the author of confusion. So no matter the situation we find ourselves in, as believer, God wants us to have this confidence in him that he will never fail us. He is our peace. God is our peace. He is our peace. And he wants us to be dependent on him for everything. For everything. Because our peace is guaranteed in him. There is no peace outside Christ. A life without Christ is full of crisis. Today is another opportunity to take right decision, accepting Jesus Christ as your Redeemer and your Savior. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest, peace, and fulfillment is only in Christ Jesus that it can be found. It cannot be found outside him. Jesus said in the book of John 15:5, he said, without me, you can do nothing. So without Christ, you'll be running in a cycle. No matter how fast you run in a long rain, you can never reach your destination. So Christ is all that we need to have peace, to have rest, to have joy, to have fulfillment in life. And you are under the sound of my voice, you that is listening to me, and you know that you have not made up your mind to accept Jesus into your life. The Lord is calling you. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Open up your heart to Jesus, because Jesus is the only truth that will set you free. Jesus is the only way, the only way to life. There is no other way but him. No other way but in him. You are under the sound of my voice. Please take this step of faith and say after me. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your word for me today. I believe you died for me, and on the third day you rose up again. Today I confess you as my Savior. Be my Lord and King. Forgive me all my sins and wash me by your precious blood. Remove my name from the book of death and write my name in the book of life. From today, I will serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering me. Thank you, Jesus, for writing my name in the book of life. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving this one, so God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Let your grace that have brought them, let the same grace preserve them, keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ, that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guide your heart and your mind in Jesus' name. Amen. You are under the sound of my voice and you are sick in your body or in any part of your body. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that let there be restoration, let there be healing in the name of Jesus Christ. You are under the captivity of the enemy. I decree your freedom right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree your freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Rock of Ages. Thank you, El Shaddai. Thank you, Elohim, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This program, Mountain Movers Arena, was brought to you by Chigozienwe Keze Christian Foundation, that is CNE Christian Foundation, as part of our Youth and Children Outreach Program. We at CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, and prosperity in the name of Jesus, in accordance to Proverbs 21, verses 21. Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership. Our phone numbers are 090-6271-5171, 090-6271-5171, or 080-3437-0623, 080-3437-0623. Thank you so much for your audience, and see you at the same time, 4 p.m. next Sunday. Thank you all for listening to us.